Morning, everybody. Thank you very much for coming. I see we've got record numbers this morning, up from recent weeks. There are 3 points from the OHR, and the first regards a visit later today by the High Representative to the facilities of the State Border Service, and he's making this visit in order to participate in the events which are marking the 6th of June as SBS Day. The mission of the State Border Service, which is to secure the country's borders and ensure that citizens enjoy freedom of movement, is a challenging one, and the fact that it has become an effective organisation capable of fulfilling this mission should offer reassurance to citizens. The SBS is an autonomous governmental organisation with a clear command and control system and with the resources that are necessary to patrol Bosnia and Herzegovina's borders. Reaching this stage, as you know, required a huge amount of sometimes acrimonious political debate. Then, as with police reform today, there were arguments, particularly from the RS, that despite the obvious benefits to citizens of creating an efficient organisation to protect their interests, the strategy of solving a state-level problem with a state-level solution was in some way weakening entity integrity. However, Bosnia and Herzegovina's State Border Service is now seen in a positive context, and that's because it works. It serves citizens. It is tackling the scourge of criminal networks that engage in trafficking, money laundering, tax evasion and other crimes. And the RS has not been undermined, as many politicians once claimed that it would be. Thanks to the SBS and other agencies such as SEPA, and thanks to a fully computerised system of control and issuance of visas to foreign citizens, thanks to key reforms in the judicial sector and the introduction of secure personnel documentation, it is now possible to lobby the EU for a facilitation of visa requirements so that it will become easier for citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina to travel elsewhere in the continent, something which, as you know, the High Representative has been doing vigorously and continues to do. The result has been that the European Union has agreed to consider Bosnia and Herzegovina with the first wave of countries from the region who will be considered for visa liberalisation. The EU's sensitivity about visas is straightforward. They want to ensure that Bosnia and Herzegovina can effectively secure its own borders and fight crime across its entire territory before they will considering dropping their safeguards. In order to win visa facilitation, the Bosnia and Herzegovina authorities must demonstrate that they are serious about security. And that brings me to police reform. If ever a reform had clear benefits, it is surely police reform. It will reinforce Bosnia and Herzegovina's ability to fight crime. This will be an obvious and this will have an obvious and very large impact on daily life. It will also send a positive signal about the intentions and the determination of the BIH authorities. This is why the decision by the RS representatives in the Police Directorate to withdraw their active participation is so disappointing. This reform will help fight crime, and it will help move forward the process of visa facilitation. An attempt of any sort to sideline the reform for the sake of a perceived political advantage can only be viewed as irresponsible. Two other points from OHR this morning regard visits that the High Representative will make tomorrow. He will, along with the head of the European Union delegation, Michael Humphreys, and Principal Deputy High Representative Larry Butler, take part in a round table at the Sarajevo Economic Development Agency. The round table will have participation from the representatives of the other four regional development agencies. And it will focus on the efforts of these agencies to identify and develop the particular economic potential of their distinct regions in the country. As you know, they've been involved in investment promotion and they've drawn up economic development plans. They've had some success in their efforts. However, we haven't yet reached a point where regional development results in job creation, and that has been the experience of other transition countries, and that is something which will be discussed tomorrow. Among the issues that will be raised at this round table will be the extent to which the RDAs are receiving cooperation from the relevant authorities, and the extent to which this could be improved. We'll have a media advisory on that later today. Tomorrow morning, the High Representative will be speaking at the assembly of the BIH Foreign Trade Chamber. Among other things, he will point out that Bosnia and Herzegovina is enjoying strong export growth, and it's enjoying this growth despite the fact that the pace of improving the business environment has been slow, despite inadequate administrative support for exporters, and despite a physical and transport infrastructure that desperately needs to be upgraded. He will highlight the fact that the economy is growing at a steady and substantial rate, and so are exports. So if this is being done despite the shortcomings in the existing business environment, just imagine what could be done in terms of creating jobs and raising living standards if the political authorities were to listen to the people who run businesses and start enacting and implementing economic reforms with urgency and commitment. Among the reforms which the High Representative will allude to are the law on National Fiscal Council, the law on obligations, the law on pharmaceuticals, the salary law, and the centralisation of the banking supervision system. All of these things can be done before the end of this summer, and they will be done if politicians show that they care as much about jobs as their constituents clearly do. That's it from OHR. I'll pass you over to the competent hands of OSCE.
Thank you, Kevin. Dobar dan svima. Kratka izjava iz OSCE za danas. U okviru dolazećih općih izbora u Bosni i Hercegovini, Parlamentarna skupština Bosne i Hercegovine u suradnji s misijom OSCE-a organizuje dvodnevni seminar 6. i 7. jula za više od 30 novinara, parlamentarnih izvještača iz cijele zemlje i Ureda za informisanje javnih institucija. Ovi novinari redovno izvještavaju iz Parlamentarne skupštine BiH, Parlamenta Federacije i Narodne skupštine Republike Srpske. U demokratskim državama izbori se ne mogu održati bez medija. Predstavnici medija su osnovni element koji informira o strankama i kandidatima kao i o samom izbornom procesu. Na dvodnevnoj sesiji predstavnici Centralne izborne komisije Bosne i Hercegovine, Komunikacione regulatorne agencije i Vijeće za štampu predstavit će izborni zakon kao i novine koji se odnose na kodeksa medije. On će također naglasiti važnost suradnje s novinarima koji izvještavaju o radu s različitih nivoa vlasti. Gospodin Jan George Frajkor, profesor škole novinarstva Carleton Univerziteta u Kanadi, također se obratiti učesnicima i podijeliti svoje iskustva sa kanadskih i slovačkih izbora, kao i pred galerijama koje rade obično u okviru parlamenta. I to je sve od mene za danas. Hvala.
Good morning, everyone. I've just got a very short sentence to say, really, and that's that the chairmanship of the EUFOR coordination meeting, which was to do with the disposal of the surplus small arms and ammunition, that chairmanship has been transferred to the BIH MOD, and the first meeting under the BIH MOD is being held today. And that's all. Thank you.
Do we have any questions? Thanks very much.